Get naked with the Can Man.
Uh-oh.
The Can Man.
Live from Canville's musty basement,
right.
It's the Can Man Show.
Welcome to the Can Man Show. Geeky, nerdy fun with four guys I know. Chad, Kevin, Butters, Jamie, and Tim. I just can't wait for the show to begin. Welcome to the Can Man Show. 50 episodes down and more to go. I just can't wait for the show to begin. I have so much fun listening. Nerdgasm. The Can Man Show is a-coming right at you. Geeky, nerdy fun with a guest interview. Come here to get news or chat with Butters the Stalker, or get your weekly fill of that Luke Skywalker. They're a lovable, huggable group of guys. The ladies be melting when we be walking by. Discussing the movies, the updates on sci-fi. They're strong and handsome and sometimes shy, but always fly. Sometimes
shy. The Can Man guy. Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode 75 of the Can Man Show.
That's old.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
A lot of fingers and toes.
It is a lot of fingers and toes. I can't do it.
It takes like three people to have that.
It takes a lot of people. Welcome to the show, everybody. Glad you can make it. Glad you're listening. I apologize in advance to those of you in the chat room, because really, if you're chatting to us, we can't see you or hear you.
You're SOL.
Sorry, everybody.
So much for the chat room.
But you guys can chat amongst yourselves. Here's a topic. The Can Man Show, episode 75. Discuss. I don't know. So, joining me tonight, Kevin is ill. I got an email. Those of you follow me on Facebook know Kevin is ill and had to drop out today. So,
is this like the first episode he's never been on?
No, he's missed a couple. So,
2 out of 75, though, that's pretty good.
They're probably 5.
You know, Chad's been on almost all of them, too.
I've been on every single one of them.
Have you missed one yet?
Now, I'm going to miss one possibly in July, end of July.
So we're going to do that?
You're already planning?
Well, I'm working on
I've already got a house key. I'll invite
you. How can it technically be called the Can Man Show?
That may be news to Chad. Chad may not be aware of that.
How can it technically be the Can Man Show if Can Man's not on it?
I don't know. Well, still me. You guys are...
The Canless Show?
You know what? I tell Kevin that the Can Man Show is more than just me. It's everybody. But before we get too deep into discussion, back after a pretty long time, Dan, how you doing? Dan Alpers?
Wonderful.
Dantastical.
Dantastic.
Almost sounds like Dantastical. Thank you very much.
You have
about that one tomorrow.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Dantasm, whatever.
I like that.
And Jenny Rammelsberg is here. How you doing, Jenny?
And my potty mouth. Hi.
That's Jantastical.
Please check. Put your potty mouth in check because...
Hey, Butters isn't here, I'll be fine.
Exactly. It's a whole lot easier to do the show.
Friendly show.
Yeah.
Magog!
My brother Todd.
Hi, brother Todd.
Sitting in the back here.
That's Todd-tastical.
And I think I introduced you already, but just in case I didn't, Corey Jordan.
Cock and balls.
Corey-tastical just doesn't that's work.
Well, he talked about his balls, so.
Yes, twice.
Thanks, Corey.
And your breadsticks, your phallic breadsticks.
Oh, yes, there's breadsticks here. Yeah. The listeners can have one.
I may partake. I had to. Sorry for starting late tonight. For those of you who follow along with the show, had to. First thing I did today is I worked 12 to 8. So that's the late shift. I don't do it very often, and I really don't do it very often on Mondays. So when I came in, I don't have to be at work till noon. So
be to work.
I rearranged the basement.
Have to be downstairs.
Yeah, right. Go downstairs.
Well, it was cool.
Stop surfing porn.
Yeah. So I
got it all cordoned off down here.
No. Well, anyway, I rearranged the basement and I made the studio twice the size that it is.
Easily.
or that it was.
You could fit 1.5 rhinoceros down there.
Something like that. So
it's like your basement lost 35 pounds.
But yeah.
It, and gained 2 inches.
It is.
And gained 2 inches.
Just something he really needs right now.
Yeah, I do need to do that. Because in July, I'm going to be going on a cruise with my family. Christina graduated from college.
Woo-hoo!
And Zach's hopefully going to be graduating from high school. So to celebrate our mother, my mother-in-law.
At least by July.
My mother-in-law is springing for a trip to go for us to go on a Caribbean cruise, stopping in Haiti. Which
that
is
would be great.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Well, the prices are really Haiti reasonable right down now. There right now.
And yeah, the Bahamas.
Tents right now.
Tents? Oh, tents are out the roof.
But
off the roof, literally.
But yeah, we're going to go there, and that'll be the week that I'm not sure if I will be able to do a show or not. Because I'm the only one whoever produces these, so
where will you
sailing
out of?
Orlando.
If you're there on July 29th, they will be doing one of the last space shuttle launches.
Yep,
we're
really?
Planning on being
one
there.
Of the last ones.
We're
ever.
Being on, yeah,
we
it's
will
the second
be.
To the last. We're planning on
we
going
will,
to that one.
We will be there on July 29th. It's the last. We're going to be there during
it's
Christmas birthday, but I don't think we'll actually be in Orlando the 29th.
Well, if you're within 20 miles of Orlando.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You'll see
it. It's a bird. It's a plane.
You'll hear it.
I'll see it. Oh, I'll have to take the
after sunset. It's a daytime launch, though.
That's a daytime launch.
Yeah. It's the nighttime launches. You can see those
from
miles.
You can see them in Iowa.
What are they going to replace the shuttle with, then?
There's a new...
Just rockets to go.
Well, there's a new vehicle that they're designing that is capable of taking off and landing. So they can take it to the moon or Mars.
Space shuttle is old technology.
Yeah, anyway. I knew. I mean, it's just a plane.
So
yeah,
it would be capable technology. Of VTOL.
But they're just finishing up the space station, which is why they have to do the space shuttle launches now.
Yeah.
They finish it off? Or they're
that,
finishing,
what, they're finishing it off, which is why they're doing the space shuttle launches.
Yeah, I knew with the one that they landed today or yesterday.
They made that observation deck.
Yeah, they like put in the couch and the love seat.
Well, yeah, and one of them blew up.
Yeah,
and that'll slow down. That was pretty bad.
The surround sound in the movie theater.
I really do believe that would be a reasonable.
I was in civics class, and they wheeled the TV in.
They're having their own conversations over there.
We go back to
we're broadcasting.
I was gonna say, I think it's a reasonable thing for them to put a home theater into the space station,
or at least like sound effects, so that when they're looking out the observation deck, it's like dun 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 dun.
Just hope
every
they don't
time
see
they look out,
see a big wave of energy.
Guy when you flush the toilet.
Oh, fantastic!
Like the Fantastic Four.
The sound of the guy
in
falling.
In fairness, you almost never see real waves of energy.
Yeah, I know. But in space, no one can
almost
hear you scream.
Never.
So
I love
you never
that.
Know.
Almost never.
If you can see it, it's a solar flare, and you're already dead.
Almost.
If you can see it, somebody lit the fart.
Awesome.
But in space, flames don't light, so...
Oh, they move like water in zero gravity.
I know, they're like...
Wow. That's awesome.
Something to think about.
It is something to think about. Thanks, Corey. Yeah. So, yeah, so when the Challenger exploded, they wheeled a TV into your classroom?
Before. We were watching the launch because there was a teacher on board.
Oh, yeah, I knew
Christy
that.
McCullough.
Yeah, I was in the hospital, so I had to watch it over and over, and it was on my birthday.
One of our teachers was up for that. And he was very disappointed that he didn't get the spot until the ship blew up.
Yeah.
And he was like,
he
was like, holy crap, I dodged a bullet there.
Yeah.
Which was, in fairness, kind of awful. And he's not a teacher anymore.
Yeah.
Apparently you can only have sex with so many cheerleaders before they fire you.
Yeah.
Male or
female?
Online, so
male or female cheerleaders?
Huh?
Male or female cheerleaders?
This was Marion High School. We didn't have any male cheerleaders.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, we didn't have any male cheerleaders at WASH at the time I was there.
No, and then they...
We did 1 year at Benton, and then our activities director didn't want them to go to away games because they didn't want other schools to think we had gay students. And I'm like, because they don't see them at the home games, I guess.
Okay.
Good logic there.
You know, a male cheerleader, I think any male cheerleader I've seen that can throw a person that high, like 20 feet in the air.
Is probably not.
Not gay.
Well, they could be gay, but they could kick my ass.
Well, I have to say, it made our cheerleading much more exciting to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah,
they were doing these, like, fantastical stunts. And
I would be a male cheerleader.
I gotta say, I really missed out.
The bread basket.
Because I could have been a male cheerleader.
I know.
And I'm really straight. The problem is that the pants are a little too tight fitting when you get out there, and then you start tossing girls, and you're like, well...
Not just tossing them, but holding them.
Hold them up in the air.
Just holding them up there.
I'm going to have to do this bent at a 45-degree angle here.
Yes.
It's kind of hard to keep a book in front of yourself while you're holding them in the air. I know.
I used to get boners just sitting there listening to math equations. There's no way I could have been a male. I mean, they have to be gay in order to avoid. This is not interesting to me at all.
Well,
with the hand on the pelvis.
They're the luckiest guys in the world. That's all I'm going to say. Those guys and the guys that get to product test. I don't know. Something good.
I don't know. I think the luckiest guys in the world are the guys that went to art school so they could spray paint bikinis on supermodels.
Yeah.
I think if that were a job description that I saw when I was in high school, I would have studied art.
I was going to say, I don't think they teach you that in art school.
Missed out. School is
this. I think that was an extra class you had to take as con ed.
Yeah. Questionnaires, and then they find out what you would, you know, would suit you best. Mine was like a bus driver or a janitor or something like that.
I know one of them was a bus driver. They don't put bikini model spray painter of bikinis onto models as a profession.
But body painter. Professional body painters. Yeah, I know of at least two
on the
by name
list.
That are really, I mean, you know, like Pasher. I think I'm probably mispronouncing it. Pasher. I don't know. He's amazing. And then he does like chicks and dudes.
Does them as in paints on them.
No, right. you're not talking about paint. When you said does them, you meant does them, right?
No, I meant paints them. And he's amazing.
Is he amazing or is he amazing?
And he's amazing when he does them too.
Well, his website's Canvas Alive or Alive Canvas or something. She's beautiful work. Mm-hmm.
I prefer the before pictures personally, but.
So, Chad.
All right, what is this kind of show we're having?
Yeah, what are you talking about tonight?
From space shuttle launches to
space body
shuttle
painter
launches.
Yeah. I know.
No, so this weekend, I get this. My mom needs stuff. Todd's usually the guy that does all the work for my mom.
Thank you.
You haven't finished
a
sentence yet.
Well, I'm just getting there. I wanted to throw that in there. Todd's usually the guy that does all the work at mom's house. All right, so I get a call. For my mom, one of her light fixtures in
the
basement.
Are you the favorite son? I just want to know.
No, I'm just the family. Beep.
Okay, I get you. I get you.
So anyway, one of the light fixtures in the ceiling, one of the ceramic fixtures, kind of like the basement fixtures down here, needed to be fixed.
Okay.
It was loose. The chain wasn't pulling and lighting up, so I replaced it. It was going to be a 2-minute job. So I go there, I fix it. It was 2 minutes. I was done. And she goes, I need to replace this part in my toilet. Can you help me with it? Sure, sure. So we ended up replacing that part in the toilet. Come to find out that she when she was in there replacing the part, the ball cock and stuff,
ball cock.
That was cool. The ball cock.
She and 2-minute job.
And the thing attached to it. Anyway, the overflow pipe, which is, what keeps it from spilling out over the top of the toilet, she broke the PVC pipe at a place where I couldn't, get the replacement pieces. So we had to take the whole toilet apart
and get the
replacement pieces. Well, then after we get it all put back together, the screws that hold the back of the toilet onto the toilet,
rusted,
were corroded and started to leak.
The
next day,
when that happened.
Did you know sewers played up in that when you did that?
Yeah, I did. So then I.
Toilet tape slime is the worst.
Yes. No. So then she goes. She calls me. It was Saturday night when she calls me. She goes, "Hey, my toilet's now leaking. When can you come over and take a look
worse.
At it?" No, I didn't make it worse. Anyway, she calls me, says, "The toilet's leaking. When can you come take a look? When can you fix it?" And I said, "Well, when you get the new screws, and the plastic, the rubber gaskets that go over the screws."
Yep.
Then I'll come over and I'll fix it. So I did when she called me. So that's what I did all week.
I had trouble getting those screws off. Mine are almost always rusted straight through, and I have to get out my freaking saw.
I had no trouble at all.
So Chad, did it pass the Canfield test?
I did. Hey, my mom takes more poop than I do. So I've seen your mom. I have trouble believing that. And she's 4'8" tall. She eats something, it goes right through. She has no gallbladder, but that's a whole other Sorry. Hi, Mom. I love you.
Yeah, that's just...
We love you.
Demoralize our mother live on the air. That's great.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of my mom.
Yes, she's speaking of my mom.
Quality
human for
I love
having
it, though. You're the favorite son, aren't you? You can say all this crap, and she still loves you.
No, yep, I'm not the favorite. I am not the favorite son.
You were the firstborn.
I was the first one out of the house. At 17 and a half, I was gone. You were there till 30?
No.
28?
No.
Something like that.
Giving away family secrets.
Now you're demoralizing me out there.
But at least it's to your face. At least it's to your face.
So, speaking of Star Trek, Walter Koenig's son
is missing.
Lawrence.
Seriously.
His son played Boner on Growing Pains.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah, he played Boner, and then he was on...
Boner. I didn't put two and two together.
Yeah, so that's Walter...
there were two people missing
today.
No, that's
Lawrence... No,
you thought there was...
No, that's Walter Koenig's son. From
played
Star Trek,
Boner.
Played Boner,
who
but he
Walter Koenig. I'm sorry,
Sulu.
I don't know.
He is not Sulu.
That's not Sulu.
He's Chekhov.
That's George Takei.
Wait, so George Takei.
George Takei.
And he's gay, and
yes.
wouldn't have a son.
Yeah,
yes.
right. Well, he could. Yeah.
George
adopted.
Takei says,
but he doesn't.
To pronounce
he
my name, it rhymes with gay.
Takei. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well,
there's a lot of people that call him George Takei.
It's yeah. not. It's
and then
just
George
Takei.
But anyway, so if you guys are in Vancouver and see this long-haired guy that looks like a boner,
and that's how
call Walter. Because he's looking for his son.
Has he listed his phone number? Because like that would be a mistake.
I don't know. It's
a son?
Yeah,
well,
that
his
would
son
be
is
a
missing.
Bad.
He's yeah. got the picture that they posted.
Is there a
he looks
reward?
Like the same actor. I mean, the same. He looks like the same kid. Only
you get Three Little Caesars for a day.
Yeah, I don't know what you get, but anyway,
I'm not returning him until I get a
he looks
reward,
like
man.
The way he did when he played Boner, except for he's older and got longer hair now. I don't know.
I don't even remember what he looked like.
CNN.com, there's a story about
it. I never watched that yeah. show.
White kid.
But anyway.
I don't like comedies.
So, speaking of my mom. Speaking of my mom.
Oh.
This is a really big shout out. We really, really need. Todd and I want to ask a favor to anybody who's looking for someone to hire for a administrative assistant.
Oh.
She needs a job so bad. And she's only got 6 weeks of unemployment left. And she's all freaked out. So somebody please, please, please hire my mom. She needs a job. If you need more information and her resume, shoot me an email, thecanmanshow@gmail.com.
I'm sure the presidents of several corporations are listening to this show.
They
Dan.
Do. You would be. I'm you would just, not be
you know,
surprised.
Like
the president of a corporation is on this
mom,
show.
But she's also one of the hardest workers we've ever seen in our life.
Yeah, she. Yeah, and I am so sick of getting the calls. You know, I love my mom, and you could love her too for $9.99. But she needs a
is
job.
Is she Earl Scheib or something?
Wait.
No.
Is there a dot in there? Because that's wrong.
Anyway,
some dudes last night for prostitution over there.
Over where?
Over in Check Lane over there. There was five guys or four guys all in their 40s. One guy was like 35. The other guys were in their 40s.
See, they busted three ladies the other day.
The guys were
busted for solicitation.
Correct. They were the pimps.
Gentlemen.
Oh, they were the pimps?
See, yeah, you can tell after looking at the pictures because...
They had fuzzy hats and canes.
And
all their teeth.
They only do that in Detroit.
They had the grill.
Just couldn't.
Did they go?
No gay man would ever sleep with any of those men.
Dan always looks.
You don't know what gay men will sleep with.
For the guys out there who are listening, remember this: the best looking hookers are always cops.
And if they're not cops, they're gonna cost a whole lot more than you make.
I'm telling you, if she's got all her teeth, she's got a badge too.
Yeah. So. Corey knows from
all
experience.
They must have a good dental plan.
I could go somewhere with that, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut because I'm trying to keep this at least PG-13.
That's fine.
Well, PG-13 would be a little bit tweak.
Just don't curse. That's all I'm asking. No
curse
words.
So one of the things I'm going to say
without the
curse.
Oh, I missed my moment.
Has.
Oh. Yeah, he's right. The
moment's
over.
Because that's the title
it
of
it.
It
had to do with
Puna?
Having no teeth.
Please don't
mention
it. We could Puna the food dog. Okay.
Actually, I don't want to mention it, actually.
Okay, well, let's mention TCR.
Let's talk about TCR.
So, hey, you guys know
TCR.
That TCR is open up again. This week.
Good job, TCR.
I have a fun story about TCR.
Theater Cedar Rapids.
Okay, so this is your 75th episode.
Yes, 75th
and this
episode.
This is the 75th anniversary of TCR. But
I've
actually, and they're charging $75 for their opening night.
Just the opening night.
It's
a fundraiser.
Gala and it's a fundraiser.
I had a real tough time with that price. Because I really wanted to be there.
Well,
opening night.
They're billing it as a fundraiser. I can see that. I really
and it's sold out.
Yeah, it's sold out. But I mean, when I knew about it, when I knew about the tickets, I wanted to go that night.
Yeah, but it's so
because
hard to pay $75.
All my friends will be there that night.
Yeah, yeah.
That have money. All my friends with the theater that have money. Mm-hmm. I could have volunteered.
Anyone is going to be there that night.
You're going to be there?
No.
See?
She didn't have $75.
Yeah, I'm not going to be there either.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay the money. But I have gone through the theater, so I want to...
Okay, so you've been through the theater.
I've seen the videos on YouTube.
Amazing.
Yes.
Is that spelled with a U or an A?
You know?
Both.
Okay.
Oh, the back of the throat.
Amazing.
So it's just going to have some really cool stuff. So the things that you can see from the street that are different are obviously the marquee is going to be different. It's going to look like the digital signs that you see on like Collins Road.
I was worried about that. I drove past it yesterday and I caught a glimpse of it and it looks really cool the way it is.
Yeah, yeah.
All girders and stuff.
Yeah, but
it actually looks pretty sweet. It's going to have digital signs on it?
It's going to actually have a digital sign on there.
Sweet.
So they don't have to stand outside and try and change the letters anymore. In the wind, and then the First Avenue side, you can see through the windows, and it's a lounge. It's a really funky lounge, and it's got these
waves,
plaster wave walls that have LED lights of all the colors, so they can mix it and they can create any color they want, and it's going to look like water. It looks like water moving. So when you're sitting there waiting for a train, you have something to watch now. Or it's going to be completely distracting, and there's going to be some wrecks.
Well, every time I've driven past, though, they've had the plastic on the window, so I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, they're trying to. I just, you know, spoiled it. But
yeah.
Anyway, they also have on the second floor, they have expanded. So there's offices. Everybody has windows to their offices, so they can either see out or jump out, whichever. And there's also a dance studio up there, a music
room.
On the second floor, there's a music room, a dance studio, a conference room. There's more room than they.
So they used to have their rehearsal rooms up in the second floor.
Well, it was the third floor. That was third floor. This is second.
What's going on the third floor? Anything? Is it the same?
I think I didn't go up there because they were still kind of working up there, but I think it's basically the same. But I think
big concrete room.
Yeah, I think it's a big open room.
I love that room. So I really hope that they didn't actually change that too much.
I think,
I don't think that was affected by the flood at all, was it?
Well, but that doesn't mean that they didn't change stuff. Because a lot of the aesthetic things they've changed are not.
It happened in my
have nothing to do with the flood. But they have a trap door system. So when you go down in the basement, you'll be completely lost because they've opened up all the weird, crazy rooms that you were afraid to go into because it was like boiler rooms and stuff like that. They've opened all
like
that up.
Like the basement of the porn shop on 6th Street.
Correct.
That place is scary.
Okay, I don't want to know why you're in the basement of the porn shop on 6th Street, but
there's an arcade down there.
Oh, is that
a video game arcade?
No, what video arcade? About? You stick a little quarter and watch the movie.
Yeah, the movie, the peep show.
Yeah.
Don't you know about the internet, son?
This was years ago.
I know, before the internet was created. But anyway, so down in the basement.
I saw the videos.
It's nothing like what it used to look like. So where the dressing rooms used to be is now a big open green room.
It's the green room. It's going to have a counter
and
fridge.
And everything.
That's pretty sweet.
And then they've opened up... there's a huge costume room, and it's not where the costume room used to be. It's like when you first go down those stairs, it's like right there. And then there's a costume construction room, too. A huge construction room.
See, that I didn't know about.
And then what used to be the green room, which was under the stage, is now a whole trap system.
So what's cool about that is when they build a set, they can have you enter from anywhere from underneath. So you have no idea where the actors are going to come in from. You're not going to see them coming in from the wings anymore. They could be waiting downstairs and just come up from the building.
And there's showers down there.
They used to have showers.
Yeah, but you didn't want to shower in those showers.
No,
now it's not scary anymore.
People entering
I actually did shower in those showers.
They're still scary.
During Superstar,
showered
in the shower.
It's still scary. At least now you won't be showering with cockroaches. And then the thing that is weird, though, is you think you have your bearings, and then you walk along, and then you'll still see the stairs to go up to the stage. And and they seem like they're in the wrong place, but they're obviously where they always were.
Because there's all this space to the right.
Because there's weird space,
So the new dressing room's over there in the new space.
Yeah, and I have to tell you about the new dressing room. That's kind of interesting. But,
okay, tell me about the new
dressing
room.
So you go up the stairs, and then you're like, oh, you get sad because that's the only part of the theater. It still looks like the theater. But anyway, so you go into the dressing room, and they've done something different. They have what they call a communal makeup area. So it's all one big, big room.
Right.
And it's supposed to be... boys and girls in there, and then there are two rooms that you can change in.
Right.
But we know
how
theater
big are the
people.
Closets?
We know theater people. They're not going to wait to go.
Depending
in
on
thing.
The show.
Although everybody keeps telling me, "Oh no! They'll change in there, and this is just for the makeup." And I said, "I already know theater people. You don't have time, and you'll just start getting undressed in the corner. You don't care.
Yeah, who cares?
So
is it
does make
to
me
join the theater, or do you have to just sign up?
How old are you?
I'm old enough to party.
Then probably too old, yes.
Yeah, too old. The only thing that makes me nervous about that is that there are multiple age shows where there's little kids with, you know, and I just worry about that. That they won't know to, like, not
look
away.
Dude,
like,
I would change my clothes in the wings. But, I mean...
Yeah, that's because, what I'm saying.
But like, if the kids are small enough, they don't know what they're looking at anyway. They don't
For Full Monty, I mean, half the time, you know, I had so many costume changes where they were just... I had 2 minutes to change my clothes. I had no time to go downstairs. So.
Well, part of the reason why that you're doing this, too, is they were kind of alleviating, because some people that were like divas would always kind of go in their own dressing area. And so now it's
like
you go in. But I kind of understand, you know, separating as well, because some people prepare for shows differently. Some people want quiet. Some people want chaos.
You know, I've done so many shows with kids. I did Peter Pan. That was a nightmare. Having to share a dress. After that show... I wanted my own dressing room.
No, and I get
from the kids.
I get it.
Because they were so wild, you know, and if I could, I wasn't on stage that much, you know. So when I was there, I mean,
but
I hung out in my dressing room.
You had beautiful satin pants when you
West
were on
Side
stage.
Story. I mean, I'm 36 years old, but the majority of the people in the cast were like 17, 18, 19.
Yeah.
And they didn't quite mesh with me.
No.
You know, I played the cop, Krupke, and they, you know, didn't quite care for the old guy, the old fat guy, you know.
Oh,
that's too bad.
You know,
that's what's going to be weird and different. And if they're rehearsing before the show, I'm not sure where they're doing that. If they're doing that down in the green room,
I heard they were
doing
up on the third floor. But is there still that now down on the bottom by the dressing rooms? Did they show you the rehearsal space that's down there too? Because apparently there's a big rehearsal space aside from the communal makeup room.
Really?
More toward the First Avenue.
Oh, interesting.
So
they see that.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, again, I think people were working on that.
So it, probably in the works, but I know it's going to be there.
They haven't changed the light booth really, and they haven't.
Did they add waterproofing to the thing? Because apparently we're going to have another massive flood this year.
Yep.
All of the electronics and stuff, they moved up high.
They moved up high, and then they made it so that the organ, which isn't back yet, can be. Lifted out of there and completely moved out of there.
So now the cedar has a goal.
It's like 32.
Yeah.
32 is for wussies. I'm going to take down the Alliant Tower this time.
If there is some horrible cataclysmic flood like the last flood.
Bye-bye, Cedar Rapids!
Well, no. The Theater Cedar Rapids when they redesigned it with that in mind.
It's a new transport.
Plus, FEMA made them.
Walks up to higher ground.
That would be awesome.
FEMA made them. Of course, in the parking lot, they took up half the parking lot for the electrics that they built out there.
Metroplex.
So, what else? Yeah. Did you see that big thing?
Well,
you guys should know that
our local option sales
in
tax
the back
went
of it?
Towards our flood, you know, prevention. You know, all the money we've paid in, and they're getting a lot done with that stuff. All right, Cedar Rapids.
Do you know what they need to do? Okay, big brain talking here.
Big brain.
Who,
Cedar Rapids or
Cedar Rapids?
Or Cedar Rapids.
Lynn County, actually.
Lynn County,
and Johnson
okay.
County wouldn't do bad doing this either.
Just cut around the edges.
They need to...
What about Iowa County?
And then
they need
underneath.
To dig down.
Correct.
They need to dig
correct.
Way down,
correct.
Make a massive hole, and then
correct.
Fill it with nothing.
Correct.
And that way, if the water gets up high enough, it'll go into the ducts down into
do
this
that.
Reservoir,
yeah.
which would
right.
drain out into the rivers. And
well,
I just banged my mic pretty hard.
40 or 50 years ago, that's what they did in Coralville.
Yeah.
You know, they dug Star Trek movie too, and they're you know he knocked the Corvette down in the big.
Well, because water.
That's what it was. That was the cedar.
Oh, yeah.
That was the cedar, huh?
In fact, he was driving through Cedar Rapids
side.
In that movie, and notice Dust Bowl, nothing left. Too many damn floods came through, totally wiped us out.
I guess. Well, that was supposed to be down by Riverside.
That makes more sense to me that they dig down, though, because the water is going to look for a table and it's going to look for an opening
I think
to be in.
They should just take
one
of those magic paintbrushes and paint a
you would need to make a reservoir
in the middle of town and then
just
in flush
the millions
it.
Of gallons.
Yeah, yeah,
of
yeah but
size.
the problem with that is that, you know, Marion and all the other surrounding communities get it out of the aquifer, which if you're talking about digging deep down, all that water would pollute the aquifer. You know what I mean?
But there wouldn't be if you get the entry point into it at below flood level at like say 20 feet rather than 25 feet. It never hits the water treatment plant, so it never gets polluted.
You're talking about like
it's
a
just,
bypass.
It just becomes
the
river water going into the aquifer, and they have to
move away. Move
that's,
away.
That's a good idea. We should all move upriver because I hear it's warm up there in the summer sometimes.
Oh yeah.
One
all right,
day.
So flooding. There's a big possibility it might happen again.
It won't happen to the extent that.
No, actually the
3,000 years. We're good.
No.
Buy your insurance
global
today.
Global warming does not exist.
Global warming does exist, but it's not man-made.
It's global climate change, man.
It's not.
No, I think it might, because it's more about what's happening up north of us.
Yeah.
That's what screwed us last time.
So
they had so much snow up north.
To go back to Theater Cedar Rapids, go see the producers. I will post a link to the video, the preview video.
Yeah.
In the show notes.
$25 tickets.
$25. It is well worth it. You get to see some of the greatest talent in town.
It is a fundraiser.
I have heard. And,
oh, that's the.
And there's big names in it. Big names in it. Tim Boyle. Big names. Scott Schulte.
Really great.
Blast from the Past. Jay David. Case Prince is in it.
Jay David's in it?
Yeah. There's some, like, Doug Jackson's in it.
That's you guys in a commercial.
DJ didn't mention that.
Hey, Jenny, that was sexy.
When he was here, so.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Doug Jackson is in it.
Okay, so I'm going to bring out the crazy bread.
There's cameos of different people.
Wow.
Oh, I loved Cameo in the 70s.
I'm just going to tell you,
word up.
I'm going to enjoy this.
Word up.
Make
word
up.
Nice
say
crazy
ow.
Bread from Little Caesar's Pizza.
From the competitor.
And, competitor?
Yeah, hey, it's worth
here's,
it.
Here's a sad story.
And what you can
place.
Do, okay. I have this little, I got this little flyer place? From.
Oh, no, hold on, hold on.
I got this little, it's on the floor, Chad, I can't get it.
A week ago Monday,
I
come walking into my store with a Little Caesar's box. I'm not even joking.
I got this flyer and it says every night is opening night.
Like I was nuts.
Every night is opening night at the Iowa Theater Building. The producers. So every night there'll be a cash bar and concessions by Zins. Oh yes, wow. By the way, there's a leather wall, a wall made out of leather, that used to be the wall where all the pictures were in the lobby, and it's all
TVs, right?
No, well it's TVs too, but the leather is from recycled BMWs.
Cool.
It's really cool. And is there's a concession stand in there.
Is it for rubbing on?
I think it's to rub your head on and make static.
No, I'm telling you, if there's, how they power if there's a the rubber lights. Wall, I will be leaning against
leather.
The
leather.
Leather.
What did
leather.
I say?
Rubber.
It's a rubber wall.
Leather. Okay, if there's a leather wall, I will be rubbing
but
on
if
it.
It's fantastic. Leather has the same effect as rubber, though, right? If you rub your hair up against it, it creates static.
That's so amazing.
I think that's how they're planning on powering the lights there.
And you get to see the mural done by Richard Barker.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
It's
amazing.
Smell. I love it.
Is it? It's done?
We got to keep the doors closed. Trap that nude theater smell in.
The nude theater smell?
What?
Oh, nude.
Never mind.
You know, just because you get naked in there on a regular basis.
I've only been the naked in the theater a few times. And it wasn't a malfunction.
Yeah.
So, this weekend, I hate to admit this, but I had never seen, I never been able to sit through a full episode of Doctor Who. Doctor Who.
Original or new?
Both. Never been able to sit through a whole episode.
I agree.
So.
Still not a ginger.
Never watched it.
I got Netflix over the weekend. Again, they gave me another 2 weeks free streaming. So I took advantage of it because I was going to rent a movie through the Xbox. Come to find out that same movie was in Netflix. And I had got it for free instead of $6 to rent it.
Yep.
So.
Cost $6 to rent it.
Cost $6 to rent a movie on Xbox.
Oh my God.
You
but
can
Xbox
watch Netflix on, net, on
Netflix
on your,
streaming,
on
it's $9
Xbox
a month.
Go to a movie theater.
Yeah.
$9 a month
six
and you got
ridiculous.
Tons of shows. I found the first season of Doctor Who.
All four.
And I've seen the first
the BBC Americas or BBC series.
Right, the new series.
Okay.
With Christopher Eccleston as the Doctor.
Nice to meet you, Rose. Run for your life.
Yes, and that actress that plays Rose, wow.
Yeah, she's on Diary of a Call Girl on Showtime now.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
she's
like
all sorts of naked on that. And
really?
It's really, really good. Billy
well,
Piper.
She's a,
Billy Piper. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I had a small stroke
she's
there.
A,
she's a call girl.
Rowdy Piper.
But,
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
No.
I maybe. I don't know.
No. But
only in our fantasy.
That show was so awesome.
When
I mean,
she falls down, they say, Piper Dune.
Piper Dune.
Dune.
We have a Piper Dune.
Anyway.
You do that really good.
Thank you.
So
I was Scottish in a former life.
Or this one.
Both. Anyway, Doctor Who, check it out. It is awesome. Do you have it? Do you have those videos?
Yes, I have every episode, including the ones that you can't get.
Okay, I'm going to have to
yeah, no problem.
Have you bring your hard drive over.
You can't get him, but he got him.
You told him to bring his
okay, there's
hard
really
drive
nothing,
over.
There's really nothing I can't get.
Maybe he's got
right.
But, yeah, illegal it's
Doctor Who.
No.
Chad, when are we going to have another
anything
weird
that's been broadcast
into
your
that's
home
awesome.
Is legal to share with other people. You just can't sell it.
There you go.
Lawsuit 1972. I could actually cite the verse if you want.
Go ahead.
Please do.
It's very interesting. It was when Betamax started adding a record button to their machines.
Betamax.
Oh my God. Sony. All three TV stations filed a lawsuit against Sony saying, you can't record TV. That's copywritten material. And they
lost.
Is
that really the voice they use when they said
that? Well, that's what they always
talk.
Wow, that is weird. That's not how I envisioned it.
The big three lost against the Japanese. So
okay. That brings up some stuff that kind of ticks me off.
What, Japanese?
Well, no.
What, you
put
on the Asian people? What?
What the hell?
Shut up!
Isn't Jenny a Buddhist?
Dude, you're making this all racial.
Jenny's not even Japanese. She's English. She's American.
I'm Korean. Korean.
Whatever. You're
well,
English.
My mother is English, yes.
See, there we go. Anyway, so this is what's ticking me off. Radio stations.
South or
north? The government wants to tax radio stations for every song
that
they
play.
Oh,
I've heard that. That's BS.
So, now...
That's a good idea. Let's tax radio.
Well, no, here's the deal.
Take the money and pump it into football.
Well, no, here's the deal. That you tax the songs that get played. It's going to put all these radio stations out of business.
Yep. No, turn it all into talk radio.
Well, yeah, turn it into talk, but then nobody gets to hear. So here's the deal.
Awesome. If,
the thing is
no more Black Eyed Peas.
Well, that'll be the new MTV over the radio.
No more auto-tune.
No. Listen to me.
Oh,
listen,
my God. An audio version of the real world. I will kill myself.
Listen to what I'm saying here. They want to tax these people. And it's 4 cents of the song, or part of that tax goes back to the people that make it.
And they're all foreign companies.
But here's the deal. The people that make those songs want you to hear that music, so they give it out to you for free to listen to it.
Well, they give you a sample. They give you one or two tracks off an album, so you buy the album.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how it works. It's a sample. Yeah. And radio stations make money by playing those samples and then selling advertising to support that. How many people would have ever heard of Michael Jackson if there wasn't a radio?
Oh, that's true.
You know, or if it weren't for Motown, any musicians, Motown, anybody, if there wasn't a radio, I mean.
Well, if you really think about it, here's your little ripple effect that'll happen here. If they're actually going to make them pay 4 cents a thing, they're going to.
I don't know if it's really going to be four cents
you know
a song,
what I mean?
But
any amount of money that they're going to make them, they're going to charge to play that song. What's going to happen is they're going to have to up the cost of doing ads and stuff on their thing, which in turn hurts small business, which makes only corporate
and
America.
It doesn't hurt small business. Small businesses won't buy the ads.
No,
that's exactly what the purpose is.
And it will
the
hurt.
Rich stay richer, the poor stay poor. It's kind of like the guys at top keeping the lower guys.
Guys like me who can't even afford to get radio advertising right now, but who will be getting radio advertising probably in 6 months.
Go ahead and place your ad right now with me. Go ahead, put it on.
Hi, I'm Corey with Jordan Technical Solutions. We will fix your computers, printers, plotters, and laptops at an incredibly reasonable price. And we're the only company in town that offers the one-hour virus removal. If your computer is socked with viruses, we can remove them for 1 hour cost, no matter how many hours it takes me to beat those damn things. So... give us a call at 210-3428. Thank you very much.
There you go. See?
Sorry, was that free advertisement? Is he going to pay you for that?
No, it's free.
Can you place your ad with me?
You have anything you want to plug? Any ads? Dan, you doing anything that you want to
sure.
Plug?
Oh, is this a segue into what I'm...
No. No,
one,
I'm just
two,
saying.
Three,
is there,
go.
Do you have a business that you want to advertise?
I've not.
How about a public service announcement?
Public service announcement?
Pubic service announcement.
Pubic?
That's what popped in my head. Sorry.
This is actually kind of a teaser. I don't have anything live yet, but Central Corridor Gamers will be launching an initiative that we're calling Games for Troops here within the next couple weeks. And what we'll be doing is taking in game donations and then shipping those overseas.
Cool.
What do you mean by game
donations? Monetary donations and stuff like that?
Monetary donations would, of course, be welcome because we have to pay to ship that stuff over there.
Why don't you do, I'll tell you what. You do some sort of raffle and I'll donate some passes for it.
Okay.
And,
cool.
You can hopefully make some money off of that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yay!
I'll pay for the shipping.
I'll donate an appearance on the Can Man show.
So are you taking money? Are you taking games? What are you?
I
guess
I
don't understand what you're.
What we're trying to take in.
Yeah, go ahead.
For now is collectible card games. If you've got any extra cards laying around.
You're talking like Yu-Gi-Oh, Magic the Gathering,
Pokemon.
Oh, and then can we write that off on our taxes?
Sims,
depending on how much you
Sim
donate.
City, the card game.
Up to $500 worth.
Star Wars card games.
Star Wars, Star Trek.
Does anybody even play that stuff?
Star Wars Minis.
Hello Kitty, Uno.
Hero Clicks.
Oh.
Really?
Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty card game.
Hell yes.
There's a Hello Kitty toilet brush. I have a Hello Kitty helicopter dildo out there. For God's sake. So they make, yes.
God,
we'll make
bless
sure
you.
That the Navy SEALs get the Hello Kitty.
I have a story about
thank
that.
Do tell.
I feel so warm right
okay,
now.
Okay, I want to know about the Hello Kitty dildo story.
So whenever anyone asks me, because I'm an avid, obviously, Hello Kitty collector.
Your car.
I really thought you were going to say dildo collector. I don't know.
Well, she is, but that's another story.
This is a story. And so people, I know I'm a collector because I don't buy any of my own stuff anymore. People give it to me or whatever. But anyway, so one time I was at a, it was a Christmas banquet for where I worked. And this girl is way across the room from me, doesn't even think about what she's yelling. And she's like, Jenny, I was on Yahoo today and they sell a Hello Kitty dildo. Did you know that? And I'm like, okay, we're at work, but our work function, but that's okay. And I said, sure, send me that link. So she did.
Already tanked.
And I ordered it. And then
you weren't.
2 days after I received it in the mail.
You were like, Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty.
How well hung is well.
The girl
Kitty.
That had sold it to me had sent out a mass email to anybody that score. Had purchased this dildo to and saying that she was liquidating her stock, and what she didn't realize is that she should have blind carboned or hidden everybody's address from each other.
Oh, no.
And so everybody was pissed about it, so then there was people that were, like, replying to everyone, so this kept going through people's, like, work emails and saying, like, hey, you know.
I do not participate.
So we're on this, like, mass mailer, and so then one of them decided to make a website for just us, and so then they put different things on there, and they wanted people to post pictures of themselves with their dildos, and then there was a survey that said, my Hello Kitty dildo is colored, and you could pick pink, blue, which I didn't know there was a blue, she's pink, blue, or I can't tell anymore. And so, I have a Hello Kitty dildo.
Oh, my
God. That is awesome and awful at the same
it
time.
It is. It's amazing.
Yes, it is awful.
They make everything Hello Kitty.
I mean, I could see a Beavis and Butthead dildo. I could see that.
What?
Yeah, the little what? Yellow thing right there. That's what the motor sounds like. Liar, pants on.
I got to do a plug here real quick before we get too far,
okay.
Far away.
He said
plugs.
He's talking about dildos and thinking about plugs.
Yeah,
dildos and plugs.
1, 2, 3, right. Segue.
This is canmanshow.com. If you guys are not busy this Saturday night, my band, My Own Nothing, will be playing live at Just Jewels on 835 Center Point Road from 9 p.m. till 1 a.m.
And they rock.
So if you like some rock music...
What kind of music do you play?
We play rock music.
Hip, like Stone Temple Pilots type covers.
Oh, awesome.
Pearl Jam,
Beatles.
Beatles.
Man in a Box. Or as my friend always says,
so you're talking about
Man in My Box.
Being in a box. All
what
right.
The hell is...
No, honey, there's a kitty in your box. Right?
What's going on?
But once again, if you are bored on Saturday night, even if you're not bored, come on out. It's a good
They're
time.
They're actually bringing you out on a Saturday?
What's that?
It's a night. Saturday's gonna rock, man.
Yeah, Saturday's big.
So if you're not at Producers, or when you're done with Producers, go check out my brother's band, My Own Nothing.
9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Wow.
Woohoo!
Just Jewels is on Center Point Road, back behind Coe College. It's a one-way street, so get off of the H Avenue exit, turn whatever direction you go.
You want to head right towards Coe College?
Turn whatever direction. Toward Coe College.
Right on the corner. You can't
south.
It's a one-way street, that's why I mention it.
Maybe we can even get the Can Man
directions in this town have to do with
buildings.
Yeah,
I'll sing you a song.
You go,
you
go down to Hank's
town,
place.
And there's going to be a guy standing there.
On canmanshow.com.
Okay. Now, if you see a dog,
you've
gone two blocks too far.
Sing a song with us.
If they'll, yeah. You'll let them sure. Come up and sing a song with
we'll do
you.
Some Tenacious D.
I won't be there.
TD.
Oh, come on.
I will be in this Saturday?
This Saturday night.
I'll be at Wasserbahn.
What's Wasserbahn? Oh, dude.
You're going to be playing on water slides?
Yeah.
It'll be an IOU.
I have a strong emotion towards you right now, and I think it might be hatred.
Sound the same on the air anyway.
Well, German
so
water slides.
Hey, those are the best water slides.
Here's the deal. I'm not a big fan of Wasserbahn. I mean, it's not as big as other water parks. It's like they just converted.
Water slides and snow.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going
to
say.
Well, I'm just saying, Wasserbahn, it used to be a Holiday Inn that had a really cool pool. And they just took that little space that they had the pool in,
mm-hmm.
And they shoved as much
uh-oh.
As they could. I'm the one who beeps it. Great. As much crap as they could. God dang it. I've been hoping. Dang it!
We've been so good.
Yeah, they shove so much stuff.
Todd is so jealous right now.
In the pool space. It's horrible. But you compare that to, you go to Dubuque at the water park there. The
Dubuque one is amazing.
It is awesome. Or Corey Osborne
one was built around the water slide, though.
I have never been to a water park.
Grand Harbor Resort, that's right. But Corey Osborne also, he went to the, Corey and Ian, the Frightmare Force people, Wisconsin Dells this weekend to the...
There's like 20 million of them.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of water parks there.
Holy
but
shnikes.
But the Great Wolf or...
The Great Wolf Den.
Great Wolf Den or something.
That's where
like
my
that.
Dad wanted to take my family for vacation
that
2 years
like
ago.
A stripper bar.
I was just...
It's
actually this awesome water park indoors.
So it's got three water parks in it.
And then he got cancer, so we didn't go.
That would have been a better reason to go, man.
Cancer always screws things up.
Cancer.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
At least it's within a couple minutes of each other. Now, you know what?
You got the ball rolling. I just jumped
out of
the
way. Get out of the way. Go ahead. Curse.
No.
All right, good. All right, thank you.
For the end of your show, so you have to go through all of it.
No. I know what time it is, and I know approximately when we started, so we're good. We're good.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Some free swearing for you people watching live on the podcast.
Anyway, so listen to my brother's band, My Own Nothing.
Good stuff.
His own nothing. Excellente. Excellente.
Muy bueno.
Wow.
So, yeah. I
think hi means yes.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey. Good to say.
I don't actually know what their word for
that is.
Jenny, what is she
doing? Wait,
you may not have an enema.
Jenny, what is she doing?
Stunt double.
Chad, what
Moon River. Okay, so back to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, derailed.
Did you guys been watching the?
There's a show.
I gotta tell you right now.
There's a show.
I've watched a little bit of the Olympics.
Did we lose all of our
no,
chat?
No.
Speaking of Bacox.
No. We've been
derailed.
We've been watching. You guys
on the Can Man show.
I'm done. Hey, Todd, who won the race?
Charlie Horse, by a hair.
Anyway.
Oh, brothers. I'm brothers.
Right. I'd pull your hair, but so you don't have that much left. Anyway, back to the show. There's this thing going on in
back.
Vancouver right now, other than the guy missing, other than Boner, who's missing. There's these Olympics going on there. And I personally, I got to say, I'm upset with the network TVs for putting their shows back on the air, not telling me. Because I missed all my Monday night shows... or Wednesday night shows, because they played new episodes of the comedies on ABC.
Cougartown and...
Modern Family.
Modern Family,
and
Cougartown,
they showed like three episodes of Modern Family, swear to God.
Come on!
Well, they got to keep the Olympics.
I didn't record it because CBS is not playing new episodes.
Yeah, they're not playing
new
episodes.
So I figured
except
ABC
for Survivor.
Also, who cares about Survivor?
Well, no, but I mean, that's the only one.
I know you
heroes,
do. I know.
This is heroes versus villains, man.
No, it's okay. I don't really care about it. It's a show that I watch, but I don't care about it.
He's the most awesome guy in the world.
I love heroes versus villains, man.
Okay, so, but here's the deal, though. My kids.
Children. Okay.
So it pisses me off because I've been keeping up on all these series, and I didn't record them because Shaun White was gone.
Yep.
It was Wednesday night. Shaun White won the gold.
Oh, but Chad, I mean, really, a new episode of what versus that
watching Shaun White?
Yeah, and I'm sure history. I could find the episodes online and listen to it. You
and
know,
if
watch
not,
them.
I can find them for you.
Yeah, it's just I've been trying.
Yeah,
not
I'm
to
just
have
mad
because
I haven't been able to watch curling because they don't
I could
show
probably
it.
Find
they don't
that
show any
too.
Of the
not
other
on network. If you have to on cable, you could.
Would you like it? I could bring you a whole disc of it.
I love it but I think I can probably find it online. But
I'm thinking you probably.
But
can.
It's just it makes me mad that on network they're showing reruns of like stuff that happened earlier, ice dancing and ice skating and. You know,
curling is a combination of.
I love curling, and they need to show
shuffleboard
that.
And bowling on ice.
Yes,
with brooms,
with chess,
curls for the
no
so,
beer.
And it's while it sounds utterly ridiculous, it's actually really
it's
cool.
Awesome.
I saw Marge Simpson play it once on a commercial.
I've seen a movie about curling. It was really good.
Really?
No, it was 80s fantastic. But you know what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I don't know.
But all the stones actually come from Scotland.
Scotland.
All the stones come from Scotland.
Going on here.
Yep.
I love Scottish things.
30 pounds of pure granite.
But I have to. Okay, so did you watch the opening ceremonies of the Olympics?
I did.
That's what I got.
And it was pretty. It was decent. I mean, it wasn't going to top Beijing, but no. What is, you know?
I thought it was pretty awesome.
Asian people are always going to kick ass, but you know.
Oh, you're talking about the opening ceremony.
The opening ceremony.
I thought it was pretty fun.
But what was hilarious is when they got to the part where they were going to actually light it, and they all had the torches, and they're standing there like,
crap.
Oh, failing.
Standing there with the Aussie look on his face.
And my DVR ran out before they got the damn thing. I had to go online to find it.
And you couldn't find it.
And you could, and I guess what was going on, I figured somebody probably was under the stage, like, yelling on the headset, like, screaming, like,
yeah,
you know, cursing, but really what they were doing is they were saying, keep smiling, just keep standing there. And I guess they thought that maybe there was another person, because they weren't told who the other people were.
There was a fourth pillar supposed to come out.
So the other people standing there thought, well, maybe there's a big surprise that's happening. Well, what it was technical difficulty.
Surprise!
Yeah. 100 billion people watching me right now, standing there.
And then they're standing there, and everything else went off without a hitch until that, and then all of a sudden they're like standing there, awkward.
Yeah, Gretzky. Go Gretzky.
Such
good stuff.
I know.
I mean, the Beijing thing, they had those squares popping up and down, and you're thinking, that's got to be computer controlled.
But I have to say, though.
If they had people under that stage pushing those things up, it wouldn't have failed.
It wouldn't.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say.
But I have to say that when they did all those CGI things, that was cool. Like the whales.
The whales
was the coolest thing ever because they timed it with the steam coming up. That was amazing.
Cool.
That was amazing.
I like the whales, and I like the islands when they had the little
islands. Yeah, the islands were cool.
I like the guy snowboarding down the fake mountain.
That started it all.
The Olympics are kind
of. Oh, we watched the opening ceremonies, the closing ceremonies, and that's about it. Because the sports do not interest me.
It took way too long for them to start the opening ceremonies, though.
I usually watch the luge and the skeleton.
They had the thing before the opening ceremony.
I said something very insensitive a couple shows ago about how I like to watch the luge and the skeleton because there's a good chance that someone's going to die.
And then somebody died.
So
it was you.
I feel terrible about having said that. But
you know what's great about luge? Is everyone can do like their impression of luge, and it's amazing. Levels.
They can do their impression.
Yeah,
I saw
the luge thing with their feet forward. Now, what was that thing they were doing face
down?
That's called skeleton.
Yeah, the reason they call it that is because that's what you're going to break.
No kidding.
Yeah, your skeleton will shatter. Shadoobie.
It's crazy.
Shadoobie.
Yeah, because you're doing 90 miles an hour face first.
Wouldn't that be a fun way to go?
Well, at least you could see where you're going. I mean, the guy that died was doing the luge because his feet were first.
Well, I mean, you got to see where you're going, but your head's like this, you know, tilted back and upward. And, dude, you're going to break your neck.
Oh, no, that will be the least of your worries because it'll shatter your back all the way to your tailbone if you hit something face first.
It would not be a good way to go.
There's no way that guy survived more than 2 seconds beyond the impact of hitting that.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, that was just awful. And they're like, oh, yes, we need to slow them. No, you don't need to slow the course down. You need to put pads on those steel bars.
Well, you need
to. That probably would have helped.
Well, you need to fix that corner. They fix that wall. They raise the wall.
If they put a pad wall between the steel girders and the mat and the track, he would have flown up, hit the pads, landed on the bench, and he would have been.
They need to hire the guy that makes those roller coasters to go in and get his CAD and design the track so it gets the corners are good, but so there's no wipeouts. I mean, wipeouts are what kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't stop all of them.
And you know, he'd actually
slow
down.
You know, almost 90 degree turn on a.
Sometimes, though, that's what gets you on the luge is if you slow down.
You slow down. Well, the fastest part of that track is 92 to 96 miles an hour. And then you come around that corner and you're doing about 80. And that's when he missed. He was doing about 80 miles an hour when he missed and flew up and hit that post.
Right. Mm. Well, it's like, but it was just a harder corner.
Yep.
And if they would have designed it better.
Yep.
I think he goes back to design.
He went back and
he
broke his neck on impact.
I saw six or seven guys come off their sleds on that same corner.
Oh, yeah.
And they all stayed on the ice, which I guess is much better.
But it was in bad form for them to...
Show it?
Yeah, to show it. It really was in bad form. And, you know, with modern-day internet, it is so easy to get a hold of anything.
I mean, if you want to see it, you can.
Oh, that was horrible.
You could look it up and you get a midget taking a
poop. You know, what happened just the other day, I was watching coverage, the other day was his funeral. And it was in Georgia.
Not
obviously.
Georgia, but
right. But it was in downtown
Bosnia, Herzegovina,
wherever that is, and they were carrying his casket through the middle of downtown, open, and they were showing this on the television. You could see his body in the casket.
Was the lid up, or was there the
there was no lid whatsoever.
Open casket is normal. I mean,
well,
it's not like his face got disfigured.
Well, you know, but how often?
But
do
they
you
don't
see
usually
that?
Show that stuff on TV.
No, but you know that helmet he had on when he left the sled. He was no longer wearing that helmet. That helmet was wearing him for protection.
Yeah.
That helmet breathed a sigh of relief when that crash was over because it could have gotten seriously.
You got to understand that different though. Countries have different ways of, you know, burying their dead type stuff. And
right.
Well, hell, we've got different ways of doing
he
it.
Might,
here in
he might
States.
Be considered
What's
a hero now.
You ever
there?
Been to New Orleans during the funeral?
No. Oh, yeah. Well, they, it's like
oh,
a carnival.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
In fact, you don't even know it's a funeral.
Well, and then there's... Well, it's like the Irish
so the dead
wake,
body
man.
Rolls by. Like, oh.
Irish wake is not like a funeral either, so...
No, it's a party.
In what are you doing? Family,
do you remember that there was a show going on, Chad?
Yep.
Yeah, I do remember. I was just getting ready for the end of the show.
Oh,
are we there already? No, we're not there yet.
Oh, good.
We're not there yet. So what else is going on, guys? I mean,
I just wanted to ask our listeners if have you ever flushed a toilet or heard a guy falling from a great distance every time?
Does it go, splash?
No, there's no splash. It just,
I'm telling you,
it's
the ball cock.
Your pipes.
And it freaks the kids out. They won't use the bathroom anymore.
It's
because every time they flush it, they think they're killing somebody.
Well, see, and then that's what you do.
It's like every time the bell rings,
you threaten them, though, if they're like doing something bad. You're like, I'm going to lock you in that bathroom with the toilet and keep flushing it.
My youngest is 16. And I'm pretty sure he could take it. So, and I can say that.
The games dies.
Everyone, it doesn't matter how strong or big you are, everyone sleeps at some time.
That's what Lisa said to me on Facebook.
Everyone's vulnerable
when
they sleep.
Corey, you're so silly. You know you have to sleep at some point.
Yes.
Everybody is vulnerable when they sleep.
That was in So I Married an Axe Murderer. She's like, do you realize how vulnerable you are when you're sleeping? Somebody could stick something in your...
I did have one more thing. One of my children brought to me a fact that everyone should know.
Uh-oh.
You get canola oil from a fruit called the rape. So you get it from rape seeds, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
They call it canola oil because they didn't think rape oil would sell very well.
Well, in the modern day gay market, it probably.
That's good to know. That's
but
good
if you
to
think
know.
About it, it's slick.
That could be taken so many ways.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, one thing that I heard on John Tesh this weekend?
Listening
it
to
was
John
shocking.
Tesh.
I, no, it was on
104.5.
You were a male cheerleader
5.
In high school, Chad.
No, I was
wait,
just listening.
Wait, he is his wife's gay husband, okay?
Okay, so. I was listening to John Tesh. He was on the car, in the car on the radio. I didn't have my Zune with me. So I was listening to John Tesh, so and he's like, so, okay, go, I'm going to step back a little bit. My wife will not let me eat ramen noodles because it has 500 milligrams of sodium in it.
The powder does if you don't use the entire packet.
Well, I'm just saying, she will not let me eat ramen noodles because it has 500 milligrams of sodium. In
I
a
can
serving.
Freebase those packets.
So yeah,
I could too, man.
Okay, so she won't let me eat them because of the sodium. Well, cottage cheese is one of my favorite things on earth. Find out from John Tesh that cottage cheese has 900 milligrams of sodium per serving. So
label.
I can't. She will not buy it anymore because.
Do you want my Cotahay cheese?
Cotahay cheese. That's what we call it.
Cotahay
cheese. You know what? You know what? I cannot eat Cotahay cheese because my parents used to make it. You can make your own Cotahay cheese.
Did you know that salt has a gram of sodium per gram?
Really?
Stop it.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Well, no.
It's 100% sodium.
I have a recipe for this salad that I
make. It's 100% sodium.
This is my favorite salad to make in the whole... My kids love this.
You're not
going to
get me on
this. This is a pink salad, isn't it?
No, this is cottage cheese salad, okay?
Gross.
No, this is freaking awesome.
I hate cottage
cheese. So you take a packet, you know, a tub of cottage cheese.
Chocolate.
Yeah, not chocolate. Just cottage cheese.
Okay.
Sunflower seeds.
I want the chocolate cottage cheese. I think that would be good.
Low-cal ranch dressing from T. Marzetti's, the light ranch, okay? And then you take...
you don't want extra
You take
calories.
Chopped up bacon and eggs, and you put it in there.
Yeah.
And chopped up, you know, like boiled eggs, hard-boiled eggs,
okay,
chopped
up. Okay, so first
up.
You have to
okay,
boil
how many
eggs
squares
and make
of
bacon?
Lard do you put in
yeah,
there?
Not,
straight
to
lard.
No. Thing in Paula Deen's accent.
I go to...
Yeah.
I go to...
Two steaks of butter.
I get this off the salad bar at this restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay? And then you put sunflower seeds... The sunflower nuts, not the seeds with the shells, and then you put in there the
don't touch that.
And then you put some yellow, you know, some sharp cheddar cheese on there too, and you mix it up, and it
sharp
is
nuts.
phenomenal. You can laugh about it all you want.
No, I just heard you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I heard.
I'm sorry.
Don't touch that child's nuts. Oh God.
That was a good story, Chad.
That was a good story. Chad, and I'm not going to touch a child's nuts.
Chad, I have to say, cottage cheese whatever, is my Chad, nightmare. So.
Cottage cheese is your nightmare?
Yeah, cottage cheese is my nightmare.
Cottage cheese is awesome. It's milk that hasn't gone all the way bad yet.
No, well, no. I used to watch my parents make cheese and cottage cheese and all that stuff, and it's disgusting to watch. Cottage cheese. But,
yeah,
got it. But I'm also lactose intolerant, so that would be like my nightmare.
I get it. I understand. Dad,
but if you're going to be intolerant of something, lactose is the best thing to be like.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I don't like white people.
So. Let's send a shout out to your LA friend.
I'm going to let you finish.
Okay, well, let's.
Here's a little trivia. When Corey Jordan married his husband, Lisa, his best man was John Livingston.
Yep.
Ron's brother.
Yep.
From Office Space.
I love it that he's known as Ron's brother.
Ron has had a bit more success than John, but John is in a lot of stuff.
He's done a lot of stuff. Yeah. He was in, what was the movie with Ellen that he was in?
The what?
He was in a movie with Ellen.
Oh, God, don't talk about that movie. John, I am not talking about that movie.
I did, John.
He does not like it when people bring that movie up. He was in Mr. Wrong, and he is so embarrassed of that performance. He was also in a lot of stuff. He was in a movie with James Spader about a crime that they committed. He was on Life for an episode. He's been in, I think his resume now has...
Is he texting you now?
No, my ringer's on.
He's sexting you.
When I was in high school, he is the whole reason I got into theater.
Is he?
When he played Pippin at Wash, he was amazing.
He took Guy's part, yeah.
I just am like, wow.
See, when he was younger, his brother, Ron's best friend, Guy Washburn, played Pippin.
Oh, Guy!
Guy,
yeah.
And helped Guy prepare for that part. And I spent a lot of time with Guy, too. We used to have sleepovers at the Livingston house because their parents were like never there. So we would do all sorts of crazy stuff in the bathroom, or the basement, not bathroom. Dear God.
Did it make the sound like a man falling?
Did he go, did he make the lumber?
Not really. No, we're in John's room, and his room is wallpapered with Captain Crunch boxes.
Awesome. Okay.
He was a huge Crunch fan. And,
this is the place to get them at.
They got a strobe light. And we started having a pillow fight with the strobe light on. If you've never done anything like that with the strobe light going, you have to at least once before you die.
If
you do at this age, you might die that night.
Sweet.
You because we're a movie called Mr. Wrong.
We're pounding each other, and then with the strobe light, we are wailing on each other.
Okay, wait. You're pounding each other.
The strobe light
in the bedroom, in the basement.
The Captain Crunch wall on the wall.
And Ron goes. Ron says, "Hey, John, watch this." He drops his pillow, and you're seeing it in just flashes at a time.
Trousers.
So the pillow is in mid-fall when I look, and he's like this. He just cheerfully smiling at me with his fist drawn back, and then everything goes dark, and then the lights again, and his fist is right here. There's no time to move. Punched me right in the nose, fell down flat, lights keep flashing, everyone's laughing, including me. I'm not sure, we may have been high.
I got pounded.
Because you got pounded by John.
You got fisted by Ron.
You got fisted by Ron.
In the face.
Nice. So you got punched by Ron Livingston.
No, he got fisted by Ron.
Got in a fight with Chris Kuchar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Chris Kuchar.
So let's tell a story, Todd. Chris grew up around the corner from us.
Oh, yeah.
And
for those that don't know,
that would be Ashton Kutcher's real name.
Ashton Kutcher, as in Kelso from that '70s show. Yeah,
His real name is Chris.
Chris.
Right.
Pretty much everyone from Secret Happens.
What's the story? What happened there? You're walking home from Garfield one day.
No, we had a friend named Byron.
Scoot forward.
We had a friend named Byron that was trying to instigate something between the two of us. We never really got along that well anyway. His brother's a great guy, Mike Kuchar.
I love Mike.
He's a very good guy.
Mike gave up.
Sister's a great girl.
She's
hot.
One gave up a kidney to the other.
Yeah, and
I used to cut her hair. She was a nice girl.
Their parents were great.
Tasha's awesome.
Tasha, I love Tasha. She's an art teacher. Since we all lived in the neighborhood, we'd all walk home together from school. Chad wasn't in it because he was older than us. But
yeah, I'm older.
Byron was trying to instigate something between us, and we were coming outside of the Garfield field, and right next to Garfield in Cedar Rapids
Elementary
Daniels
School
Park. Yeah, Garfield Elementary School. There's Daniels Park, and there's like a little hill, but it's really steep. It's probably 25 feet to 30 feet long, and we started walking up the hill, and I was in front of him, you know, and we had already stopped having words, you know, nothing had happened, no altercation had happened at this point. And next thing I know, I get clocked in the back of the head. All I saw was a light, and I remember hitting the ground. And the Irish in me came out.
And
I learned this from my brother. My brother has it in him too.
Got the Canfield
thing. So I just like, I was like, it's on, you know.
Yeah, he almost got kill you.
He almost got donkey punch there, man.
I got a little bit Irish in me.
Version, oh, yeah.
So I ran at him and as fast as I could and knocked him on his butt and started punching him. And then Byron grabbed me and got me into full Nelson and kind of held me there while
Chris sucker punched you?
A couple times, yeah.
Oh, it's no longer a sunker punch.
Sunker?
What happened to me?
What is sunker punch?
Sunker? I don't know. I think it's when you got pounded by John and Ron.
Yeah, that's a dirty beating is what that is.
That was...
So...
But it, you know, in the when you're in a fight and you're a little kid, the fight seems like they last for 10 minutes, and in reality they last 10 to 20 seconds, and it seems like forever. I just remember I got in the full Nelson, and I was getting the crap beat out of me because I couldn't move, and then I got free, and I, hit him a bunch of times.
And then you blacked out, and you don't remember anything.
I was bloody. He was bloody, and little kids, you can dust each other off after 5 minutes and say, okay, let's go dive in the leaves.
Was Byron one of these kids that you said was cool? Because
No.
The guy that grabs you in a full Nelson.
I was going to say, that's not helping.
That's pretty low.
That's not helping.
Well, he was the kind of person that would, hang out with you and then, I don't know how he is now. I mean, we're adults now, but he was the kind of person that would hang out with you and then belittle you in front of a whole bunch of people and then.
To make yourself look cool.
Sure, yeah, exactly. Make your candle grow dimmer so his can be brighter.
See, it's funny. I knew people like that in high school and they all asked me.
Okay, but Ashton Kutcher didn't call you out in an award ceremony.
No, not
like Casey Prince.
Like they did Casey Prince, no.
Okay.
What happened?
Casey, there was, what award was it? Some award ceremony.
Teen's Choice.
Teen's Choice Award, and he's standing there and he's talking
Casey
about.
Casey Prince was?
No.
Ashton.
I was receiving an award.
Was at like Nickelodeon
and he had a
Kids'
kid,
Choice.
He had a kid come up.
Oh, okay.
And
he said, hey, who wants to be a famous kid like me or something? And so these kids were like, yeah.
Then he called out, because Casey Prince won some award in high school. They went to school together. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, Casey Prince, something.
He said, this is what he said. He has the kid come up, and he goes, here, read the speech. So the kid goes, I am a moron. And he goes, oh, wrong speech. And he hands him something else. And then he reads this thing about this kid, Casey Prince, that had beat him out on something, and then
a role, probably.
And then he said, I remember sitting in the cafeteria thinking, die, Casey Prince, choke on that stupid tater tot. And he goes, and here I am here today, and Casey's still living back in Cedar Rapids, or something like that.
So yeah, he's not bitter.
I know.
No, Casey's now the head of the theater at Cedar Rapids.
Is he really?
I will say this. I had the pleasure of seeing one of Mr. Kutcher's plays in high school, and I'd say his plays are about as good as his acting, and it's about a D minus. I don't know how.
I love Dude Where's Your Car. I think Dude Where's Your Car is
that
right
wasn't acting. That was just
sweet.
A bad
really,
day for
he is not
Dude.
Like that at all.
Well, it's hard to imagine.
Sweet.
No, in reality, he was always.
Hey, whatever.
No one can
he's
see
banging
you.
Demi Moore or whatever.
He was a gawk.
He's banging Demi Moore or whatever. He wins.
Yeah, I can say that.
All right.
But that is no way.
I love that word. It means shower.
Because his brother and his sister and his mom and dad are great. Right, so
crazy,
douche.
Crazy.
That means shower.
A douche.
Yep.
Wow.
D-bag.
You know what? You know. Okay. Here's a bad joke.
I agree.
Here's a bad joke.
D-bag.
Do you know why Miss Piggy douches with vinegar and honey? Because Kermit likes sweet and sour pork.
Oh, you attract more flies.
Sweet and sour pork.
Yeah.
I get it.
You get it.
Wow.
She's a pig. Yeah.
She is.
Oh, she's the other white man.
You know, Miss Piggy. Anyway.
Kitty.
You guys got anything else you need to mention?
I think I'm good.
Well, thank you guys for coming, and thank you for those of you who
are
here. I'm going to close the show with another Wild Neptune.
Oh, dude, it is so time to get started.
It is time to get started.
I already
started,
saw somebody
and
with their St. Patrick's
I
stuff.
I didn't get a chance to call George to see if I get him on. So when I get a chance, I'll give George Curtis, he's one of the dudes in the band, a call. But thank God they let me play their music. I'm going to close the show with Little Beggar Man Wild Nept. Buy their CDs. Go see them live. There's lots of opportunities. If you go to wildnept.com.
It's a party. It's a big party.
Speaking of live, make sure you check out Todd's show. But
nice.
go to wildnept.com, and they have a whole list of performances coming up. This is their time of year, Celtic music. So going to end the show right now. Little Beggar Man.
Wild Nept.
Enjoy. Thanks for listening. Gosh. Episode 75. Woo!
I am a little beggar man, and begging I've been for 80 and more on the little line of green. I'm no more than healthy and on to disagree, and I go by the name of old Johnny Dew. Of all the trades going, surely begging is the best, for when the man's tired, he can sit him down to rest. Big for his supper, he's got nothing more to do than to cut around the corner with his old brigadoo. In a bar, down a caravan with the old back down. Well, I set the tail down, there were holes in the roof. Rain a coming through, and the rats and the cats were playing peek-a-boo. When who should awaken but the woman of the house, with the white spotty apron and a calico blouse. She became a friend, and I said, boo, now I don't be afraid, love is only Johnny Dew. I met a little flaxy-haired girl one day.
Gone a little flaxy hair.
Girl, I say, come on, a little beggar man, and how do you do? With your rags and your tights and your old figure too. I buy a pair of legs and a shirt that I can dye, and a nice young lady that'll fetch my eye. I buy a pair of stockings and a color them blue, and an old-fashioned lady I'll make a few. So it's over the hill with me pack on me back. It's over the hill with me great heavy sack. Holes in me boots, claws and finger thirsty, and skinny wackadoo, now it's only Johnny Dew. I must be going to bed, for it's getting late at night, but the fire's all right, so I sleep late at night. And I know the story of me old brigadoo. Here's good night and God be with you, says old Johnny.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man Show.
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. Need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go.
Bacock!
The Can Man guy is awfully neat.